This is Neva Wartell with the WGXC News. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting a section of Route 23 in the towns of Ashland and Windham has been named Wayne C. Spienberg Memorial Highway. The bill, sponsored by State Senator George Amador and State Assembly Member Peter Lopez, was signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo last week. Spienberg served as postmaster of the Coxsackie Post Office from 1970 to 2000. He was elected to the Greene County Legislature in 2004 and became its chairman in 2007, a position he held until his illness caused him to step down. Spienberg died on September 17, 2015, at age 71. Quote, Wayne's energies and passion moved him to extraordinary efforts to support the community and was clearly demonstrated as he helped his neighbors respond to and recover from the devastation of Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. All of us are proud of Wayne and his legacy, unquote, Lopez said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail. The town of Catskill is seeking the funding needed to demolish the abandoned Quality Inn on Route 23B near Exit 21 of the State Thruway. The money would come from the Restore New York Communities Initiative Grant Program. The town has applied for the award, but the project is being managed by the Greene County Department of Economic Development. The county recently took possession of the motel after it closed 3 years ago. Community Development Specialist for Economic Development, Carl Heck, called the location, quote, a prime spot, unquote, for lodging. Quote, the goal would be to redevelop the site for a hotel. That exit doesn't have lodging directly near it, unquote, Heck said. He said the town board fully supports the effort, but so far there has been little response from residents concerning the project. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Todd Kehoe is reporting in the Albany Business Review. Two Columbia County communities ranked in the top 10 of the wealthiest zip codes in the capital region. Old Chatham and Spencertown were listed 9th and 10th, respectively, based on household income and average net worth, as well as material possessions and home values, according to new data from Esri. Esri is a national demographics and research firm. The community of Malden Bridge was affluent enough to make the list with an average household net worth of more than $2 million this year, but it was excluded because with 62 households, it was too small. Esri only ranks zip codes with at least 100 households or more. Other local zip codes with an average net worth of more than $1 million, including Austerlitz, Canaan, East Chatham, Ghent, Hillsdale, Kinderhook, and Niverville. The Loudonville zip code in Albany County is home to the most wealth in the capital region, according to Esri. Read that full story in the Albany Business Review. Emily Masters reports in the Times Union that pistol permit applications are at an all-time high in the capital region. In Columbia County, the number of permits processed rose by 186% in 6 months this year, Sheriff David Bartlett said. That number has been climbing for years, said spokesman Lieutenant Wayne Lopez. Quote, but we notice we do get a spike before elections, unquote, he said. Applications have doubled every year in Albany and Rensselaer counties. In Schenectady County, Sheriff Dominic D'Agostino reported similar increases. In 2014, Columbia County processed 290 permits and 413 in 2015. In just the first 6 months of 2016, 515 permits were processed. Sheriffs reported region-wide that women were the fastest-growing demographic among permit holders. Only Albany County collects data on the gender breakdown of applicants, but Bartlett said he recently attended a women's concealed carry fashion show in Columbia County where a trend was evident. The spike in gun ownership is causing area sheriffs to consider if the number of safety courses offered should be increased. All permit applicants must attend such a program before being processed. Bartlett said he is working with county judges to change safety course requirements in Columbia County. Soon, pistol permit applicants will not just sit in a classroom, he said. They will learn how to properly handle, load, charge, fire, unload, and clean a firearm. Read the full story in the Times Union. David A. Farenthold is reporting in the Washington Post. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has notified Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump that his charitable foundation is violating state law by soliciting donations without proper certification. The Trump Foundation was ordered to immediately stop all fundraising activities by the Attorney General's Charity Bureau on Friday, September 30th. The Trump Foundation never registered under Article 7A of New York's executive law, as is required for any charity soliciting more than $25,000 per year from the public. As a result, the foundation avoided outside audits, which New York law requires of larger charities that ask the public for donations. Trump has been ordered to supply the state within 15 days with all legal paperwork required of charities that solicit money from the public. Read the full story in the Washington Post. Diane Galusha is reporting in the Windham Journal, the hamlet of Lexington's wastewater project is complete. Lexington is now the ninth community to be served by a program coordinated by the Catskill Watershed Corporation. The owners of 47 homes and businesses, most of them near Schoharie Creek, received new septic tanks and had a series of in-ground filters installed. Residential property owners will pay an annual maintenance fee of $100. The new system will be operated and maintained by the town of Lexington. The wastewater project was approved by voters in late 2012, and construction began in early 2015. Other hamlets with wastewater systems developed under the Catskill Watershed Corporation program include Ashland, Boiseville, and Trout Creek. Hamlets in the design or study phases include Shandaken, West Conesville, and New Kingston. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. The Daily Freeman is reporting, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will host a public meeting on Thursday, October 13th, to discuss the progress of the second five-year review of the Hudson River PCB's Superfund site. The second in a series of workshops will be held at the FDR Presidential Library and Home in Hyde Park. The workshop will include an overview of the review process and the anticipated schedule for completion of the review. Opportunities for public input will also be discussed. The workshop is open to the public. Information is available at www.epa.gov/Hudson. And the weather for Tuesday, October 4th. The local weather forecast today, partly sunny with a high near 66. Tonight, patchy fog after 11 p.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 46. Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny, high near 69. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 46. Thursday, sunny, high near 73. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 47. The sun rose today at 6:57 a.m. and will set at 6:30 p.m. The length of the day, 11 hours and 33 minutes. That has been the WGXC Daily News. I'm Neva Wartell.